Hello and welcome to Ex-Tumblr Girls, a podcast hosted by two ex-Tumblr girls turned two modern Tumblr women. I'm your host, Tori.
I'm your host, Carly.
Welcome to the first episode. So this podcast has been a long time coming.
Yes. Yes, it has.
We've been talking about starting a podcast since, I think we agreed 2019 was the...
Yeah. 2019 is when we started the list of podcast episode title ideas.
Yeah. We just decided that everything we said was so funny that it was really doing a disservice to the world for everyone to not hear what we had to say.
Yeah, everybody's starting podcasts now, so I mean, and we're definitely some of the two funniest people out there, so we might as well just start one.
For sure. And obviously, if we two were going to have a podcast, it was going to be about Tumblr.
Yeah, that was kind of in the beginning of our friendship. It's kind of a big part of it.
Yeah, I think, were we both on? No, we weren't both on Tumblr when we met. We were 10.
I keep thinking that we were 8. Every time we talk about when we first met, I'm like, we were 8 when we definitely weren't 8.
We were in 5th grade, so not 8.
I don't remember the exact year I got a Tumblr, but I've definitely had it for over 10 years. Because I remember getting the email from Tumblr being like, happy 10-year anniversary for your blog. So
I didn't get
that. I'm going to guess it was sometime. I think it was sometime around the time we met.
Oh,
when I had a Tumblr.
Oh, that is, I can't, 10, oh my God.
Yeah.
I've had a long Tumblr time. For 10 years. Honestly, longer, because yeah. I think I made mine in 2012, I want to say.
Yes, that's over 10 years.
That's,
if my math is correct.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because those were our formative years, and they were on Tumblr.
Yeah, the worst social media app of all time.
But also,
I mean,
also the best.
It depends how you measure it. It depends how you measure it.
Which is why there needed to be a podcast about what it was like to be a girl on Tumblr in the golden years of Tumblr, yeah. Which are 2012 to 2016, roughly.
Yeah. Especially on TikTok, people are mentioning Tumblr a lot, talking about like the vibes, talking about the 2014 Tumblr, the prime years. But there's a lot more to Tumblr than just like that 2014 aesthetic. There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, and you really had to be there. You really had to be there. and we were
nothing like it.
And we were there.
24/7.
Yeah. So we thought we would start our podcast by talking about how Tumblr shaped us into who we are. Because really, yes, that's why this podcast is happening, is because we spent too much of our formative brain developing time on a website for absolute psychopaths.
Yes. And it still is for psychopaths. There are no normal people left on Tumblr.
Yeah, and I don't think there were any to Tumblr? Begin with.
Yes. No. Probably not. Probably not.
And I will die with my Tumblr account active.
Yes. You know, I know you haven't been as active in the past few years, but I have remained active. I have.
It's true.
My blog is updated all the time. I'm on Tumblr pretty much every day. Sometimes I'll just go on for like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes because there's not that many people on there. It doesn't get updated as much as like Twitter will. There's no For You page. There's no recently or whatever. There's no active blogs on there really anymore. It's just a few randos posting their own thoughts, really.
I've been back on within the last like 3 months, but kind of on and off because I was really in it. For like a couple of weeks, I was in there every day. There were 17 to 20 items in my queue. Okay.
Yeah.
I was having the feelings again of what it was like to be valuable on Tumblr. But like you said, there's just no one there. And
but that's what this podcast is for. It's exactly. to get people back to Tumblr.
Yeah. And that is the campaign that we are hosting, is get back on Tumblr.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah. And now we can, that's the end of the episode. Get back on Tumblr.
Yeah. See you next week.
But we'll do some introductions for this episode.
Yes.
So as I said, my name is Tori. My pronouns are she, her. I am a writer by profession as well as by passion and interest. I'm a dog mom. I know that sounds very millennial of me, but reminder, I was on Tumblr in 2014, so I am aging myself. I am a dog mom to a cute little Jack Russell. Her name is Sasha. I feel like this is the first day of college. I feel like I should have a fun fact.
Yeah.
My fun fact is that when I was on Tumblr, I had seasonal URLs. I had holiday URLs.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
I had the Raven Cycle one at Halloween. I had Spooky Sergeant.
Oh,
and
okay.
At Christmas, I was Mary Castiel, which is into my next point, which is what I blogged. And the list is extensive. So when I first got on Tumblr, I think I was there just for like the typical quote unquote Tumblr content, which was like aesthetic, like some cringy memes. I think it was around this time that I was watching Dan and Phil on YouTube. So I think that's where my interest in Tumblr might have come from. I was also a hardcore directioner at the time. So somewhere in that mishmash of classic media was my introduction to Tumblr. But oddly, when I got onto the platform, I didn't blog about either of those things at all. I was really into the band Bastille, according to my archive.
I do remember how prevalent Bastille was on your Tumblr.
Apparently there was quite a fandom for it at the time. Or maybe it was just me.
I miss them.
They still make music.
And do they?
It's just like British club music, though.
You know, that's a genre that I've never heard before, but it does make sense.
Yeah.
You know, remembering the few songs that I do remember.
Yeah. I heard them on the radio the other day. I was just thinking about how I used to reblog pictures of their lead singer and the lyrics, and I was like, okay.
I mean, it's very on brand for you now. You still love band content.
That is so true. And it will come up later in my Tumblr journey. But right, that was kind of my first fandom for no particular reason. And then I think I was really into book Tumblr for a long stretch. So I loved the Hunger Games, and I was into Divergent, even though now I look back and they're not comparable in quality whatsoever.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I was a Harry Potter fan, but we at this podcast disavow TERFs. So we do not support J.K. Rowling. That's the first thing to know about us. But I was really into books, and again, something that will come up later. But my real peak time on Tumblr was the year 2014 when I got into Supernatural.
Do you know it that it was actually 2014 when you got into Supernatural?
It was 2014.
Okay.
It was 2014. I was in freshman year of high school. I recall because I had an iPad for school, and I would watch Supernatural during class.
That's true dedication.
I also recall watching all of season 3, which, note, was the shortened season because of the 2008 writer's strike.
I did not know that.
I watched that whole season in one day. And that also is a season with fantastic – I digress. I blogged
– We'll have to have a whole Supernatural episode.
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will. But I was a Supernatural blog for a long time. I was a Destiel shipper. I was a hardcore tagger. Okay. So I had a tag on my blog for every single episode of the 10 seasons that were currently then out, and I could identify a gif of an episode by just the flannel and the length of Jared Padalecki's hair. And I wish I was kidding, but I'm not.
You think you could still identify the episode?
Absolutely just not. From a gif? Absolutely no. not. I think a couple of them, maybe.
Yeah. Like what, some of the best episodes.
Yeah. Like I could probably still identify the Trickster episode in season 3, which is called Mystery Spot. It's like a Groundhog's Day episode. And I could probably also, the only one that sticks out is the first episode of season 10, because Dean Winchester is a demon in that episode. And Jensen Ackles looks really hot in that episode. And that's the only reason I would know it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But yeah, I was diligent. I don't remember. Oh, I do remember what my URL was at the time. I had a couple. So for a while, a good long while, I was Padalecki, which is famously Jared Padalecki's last name, but it had an H in it. So I was P-H-A-D, whatever, Padalecki. And there was another girl on Tumblr whose URL was Padalec High. So we had a little click where we were the Padaleckis with an H girls. And then I was Croatoan, which is a story entirely unrelated to Supernatural. It's like an American folklore story. But there was an episode of Supernatural called Croatoan. And so that was my URL for a while. And then after I started getting out of Supernatural, I think I was primarily blogging about the Raven Cycle, yes, which would have been like 2015 through 16, which is when we went and met the author of the Raven Cycle, Maggie Stiefvater.
Yes.
And met someone we knew from Tumblr there.
Yeah. She was one of my like first Tumblr friends.
Yeah. That was a really like cool kind of peak moment of our Tumblr lives.
Yeah. I think it was crazy because I never expected her to come to this random beach town in New Jersey. And it was also in an off season. Like, it was kind of random. And she just came to like a library, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It was just
a public library. It was like
chance happening.
Yeah. I think we found out like a couple days before it happened. And
yeah,
your mom drove us because we didn't have licenses.
Yeah. Was that 2015? I don't remember.
I want to say it was 16. Okay. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I remember I had to lie to her about our Tumblr friend that came because I did not want her to know that I actually talk to people on the internet. And, you know, for good reason.
Yeah.
She would have freaked the fuck out.
And now looking back, I understand why they would have freaked out. Because Tumblr was so anonymous.
Yeah.
But strange. That's
something that you don't really get on any other social media platform.
No.
The amount of like anonymity that Tumblr provided. Like, I'm still on it and I don't think anybody except for you, really nobody from my real life, like, follows me on there.
No.
Which is why in some way I'm a little bit hesitant to mention it on this podcast, just because it's like getting rid of that anonymity. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I love Tumblr so much.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there. My archive, the fact that it's publicly available is like a little too personal.
Yeah. I've scrubbed a lot of my blog, but I'm still scared. I'm still scared.
One day we will dive into our archives. Today is not that day, but
no,
I agree. I don't know if I'll ever share my current URL. I might, maybe I'll make a side blog.
Yeah. Well, we have the podcast blog. We'll have that at least.
Yes. But what else did I blog about? I blogged the Raven Cycle very heavily. And if you don't know, the Raven Cycle is a young adult fantasy series. Is it fantasy? Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. I never knew exactly because it's not high fantasy.
No.
But it's mythological.
A little bit.
There's ghosts. There's psychics.
There's ghosts.
There's.
Yeah.
There's converging timelines.
It's good, is what it is.
It's amazing. And if there's one thing you get from this episode, it's read the Raven Cycle.
Yeah.
But that was my really big thing. And I can't honestly think of what I blogged after that. I think within all of this time, I also blogged a good amount of like movie screen caps. I was into Marvel for a little bit. And by into Marvel, I mean I blogged Steve and Bucky fan fiction. I didn't really do real world celebrities that much, despite the fact that that was my interest in real life. That was not like my Tumblr shtick. Because mind you, on other social platforms, I was a totally different kind of fangirl. I was concurrently on Twitter, where I was an O2L fan. And if you know what that means, I'm sorry.
You were a stan. You were past the point of fan.
Yeah, I was a stan. I was a fangirl, and I still am, and I'm proud of it. I know what I blogged really heavily that I missed out on. Halsey. I was a Halsey girl. I am a Halsey girl. Present tense.
You definitely still are.
I'm a Halsey girl. I was into that genre of artist. So I was into Halsey. I will admit I was into Melanie Martinez in 2014. I loved Lana Del Rey. Don't know if I can say the same today. I loved Marina the Diamonds. We loved Marina the Diamonds. I was thinking recently about a time that we drove down the shore and we were listening to Marina on SoundCloud.
That makes sense.
Because I think it was the only way we could listen to it without Wi-Fi, and we didn't have iPhones yet. We had iPods.
I don't even know if Spotify was around at that time.
No.
Spotify I don't think so. Recent.
I remember when you got Spotify and you were like, oh, I have this thing. And I was like, I'll try it. Cue my addiction. Now, now look at us.
Now
we're
I can't imagine
Spotify.
My life without it. Yeah. True. So true.
Big. I also blogged just like poetry and art. I mean, as you did. If you were on Tumblr, you had to interact with some poetry and art. You know, you got to get some Sylvia Plath in there, some Margaret Atwood. I hate Ernest Hemingway, and I'm pretty sure I talked about that on Tumblr.
Probably.
Tumblr was, of course, also an outlet for any and all mental health problems of a 15-year-old afraid to talk to her parents. There was the scam moment.
Yes. Scam was quite a moment.
Scam, for so little content, I stretched it.
Yeah. I had a whole side blog for Cam.
That's so
for scam.
True. That is so true. I think I was interested in like social justice on Tumblr as well. I was, I loved to reblog. What was the tag we would put on it? Signal Boost? Was that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. I liked, and I was, you know, at the time coming into my own as a queer person and was very engaged in the queer community on Tumblr, which will be its own topic one day because there is quite a lot to say.
And it got messy. It got messy multiple times.
It got messy. It got messy a lot. The only other thing I can think that was really integral to my blog was fan fiction, which is going to be a focus on this podcast because we love fanfic.
Yes, we do. I was reading fan fiction earlier today. I was reading fan fiction an hour ago. It is what it is.
I was reading fan fiction last night.
Some things never change.
No. Because it's just good. It's just good.
It just is good. I haven't read a book since the first week of 2023, but I've read well over 500,000 words of fan fiction. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, You know what this reminds me? I took a brief hiatus from Tumblr around 2016 through 18-ish, or maybe only 2016 to 17. Because 2017 would have been the start of our senior year of high school. And that's when I got into BTS. And the reason this reminded me is because I consumed so much BTS fan fiction. I could read easily 80,000 words in a day.
Yeah.
On a school day.
There's such thing as priorities, and priorities is reading fan fiction. Yeah. Like, it just is.
And especially when you're like, when you're getting into BTS, I think the other K-pop stan girls in the chat will know that fan fiction is just a huge part of that fandom and like K-pop fandoms in general. Not to say it's not a huge part of any other fandom, but it's really big in the K-pop world. Mm. And so I was on K-pop Tumblr for a hot moment. And then I fell off for most of college. I didn't really use my blog at all from like 2018 to honestly 2022. Yeah, basically all of college I didn't use Tumblr. But now I'm back. And now I blog about books again. I really like reading book reviews from other Tumblr people. I am a Goodreads user, even though I know that there is better out there.
I know. I've been trying to convince you to move to StoryGraph. It's just because, I mean, I just love data visualization. What can I say?
I know. All the girls in the Binchtopia Discord server are all about StoryGraph. So I might have to get on it. It's great.
At least use both.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. I like Goodreads because I like tracking my page number. Because I don't.
You can do that on the StoryGraph.
I know, but I like seeing like everyone else's reading challenge.
I know.
Like, for instance, I'm friends with your sister on Goodreads, and I am.
Oh, yeah. She's reading so much. Are you kidding?
She has read like 11 books this year.
I know.
I am on my 10th.
She has a full-time job now, and she's just. Like, any moment she gets, she's just, like, reading. That's just crazy. I mean,
yeah,
it's what I used to do in middle school, I guess. But right now, that seems so unattainable.
Well, I will say, I'm on my 10th book of the year.
Damn.
I also...
I haven't even finished my second.
I read every chance I get. I just went to the library tonight and picked up 3 more books.
Damn. I think I made the mistake of choosing a classic.
No.
Why? It's a contemporary classic. I think it was written in like the 80s, but it's historical fiction. So it reads like a classic. And it's good. It's just, you know, it doesn't hold my attention like The Secret History did. You know, The Secret History, that book, I was like hoping that would like get me drawn into reading again, but I need to find another book like that. It was too good.
Yeah. I am currently blogging about The Secret History. Because I also just reread it. I read it for the first time in 2016. And
yeah, I gifted it to you.
You did. I guess for my 16th birthday, maybe. Or Christmas? I don't know. But maybe.
Something like that.
I just reread it. And it's so good. It's my favorite book. Yeah. And now, having reread it and the fact that I now have a writing degree... it was really fun to go back to Tumblr and get to engage with some of the more like critical analysis of the book that I couldn't like really understand when I was 16. I also blog about music sometimes, sort of. There's not like a lot of fandom left on Tumblr for the bands that I listen to. So I'm like a really big pop punk girl. And I mean, like, my favorite band is Water Parks. And there's like maybe 3 Water Parks blogs out there.
Yeah. Halsey is back on Tumblr, though.
Halsey is Tired and Lonely Muse. They're there.
Yeah.
And that was like, I was stunned when I saw that Instagram story post that was like, I guess I'm back. And I actually posted a TikTok just of that screen cap, and it got like 80,000 views. So if you heard from TikTok that Halsey was back, you might have heard it from me. Hi. So definitely Halsey blogging these days. I'm trying to think what else. Let's look at my blog for a moment. Something interesting about Tumblr right now. Do you get new followers from spam accounts every single day?
Yes. It's about 8 porn bots following me a day.
Yeah.
I would say. I don't block them just because I like seeing the number go up. That's a toxic trait of mine. I just don't even care.
But like, same. I'm like, damn, my follower count's going up.
Like, sexy Amy 4603, just, you know, she's a member of my followers, and I, you know,
what
I welcome her.
Where is my blog tab? They replaced it with Tumblr Mart.
Yeah. Well, it's, you have to go to your dashboard.
That's so stupid. I feel like this is Tumblr April Fool's Day Clippy all over again. Wait, was it Clippy?
Tumblr has done some really weird marketing tactics for like different holidays. They've like, I don't remember all of it, but I know that they've done some weird stuff in the past.
We should do an episode on Tumblr April Fool's Days.
Yeah. Is it? But it can't have been just April Fool's Day.
No, there were other things, but I don't remember what they were.
I don't either.
Okay, according to the post pinned at the top of my blog, I still blog about Teen Wolf. Oh my god, I didn't mention that.
How did you not mention Teen Wolf?
I don't know.
I'm offended.
Dude, I think I'm nervous. I really should have like written myself a list or like prepared even vaguely.
It's fine.
I was really into Stranger Things back when it came out, and I still am. I still love that show. But yeah, fanfic, poetry, and still the Raven Cycle are three pretty big pillars of my blog currently. In addition to just like a bunch of pretty pictures of fashion design and paintings, etc.
Yeah, the classics.
Yeah. I think that covers my Tumblr history vaguely, with many a mistake and certainly a lot left out. How about you, Carly? Tell us your Tumblr secrets.
Well, I'll introduce myself first. My name is Carly, obviously. My pronouns are she, her. I am still a student, though graduating in May, and eagerly waiting to get the fuck out of here. I'm a design student, so hoping to get, you know, get into the design industry somehow, somewhere. I am a cat mom. I will join you on the millennial train there. I'm, you know, I'm totally fine with calling myself a cat mom because she is my child. I have a cat named Clover, and she's adorable and my reason to live.
Just two girls, you know, with ESAs.
Yeah, really. She's not officially an emotional support animal, but she might as well be. She does provide emotional support. Tumblr for me, I don't remember the exact year when I joined Tumblr. I would say probably around 2012, maybe 2011. I remember I joined because my older sister was on Tumblr and she had an aesthetic blog. And so I was like, well, that's what I want to do, obviously. I'm just going to do whatever my sister does because I wanted to be her. So I think that's what I was blogging when I first got onto Tumblr. That and a bunch of emo shit, really. Mm-hmm. You know, the quotes that are like, nobody understands me. I regrettably did reblog some pro-Anna content. Not strictly pro-Anna. It was definitely in the same vein as pro-Anna, but I was more emo, less promoting, you know, more just like
it was sad. It was just unintentional, a lot of the contact with that content, because when you're 12, you don't have the mental capacity to understand what is being promoted to you only that you resonate with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was also in the beginning, I had no followers. I was blogging to myself.
Oh, yeah.
I had a few friends from school that followed me. But other than that, I was pretty much blogging to myself, being sad by myself. And, you know, that was – I'm glad that I didn't have a following because that would have been really bad for me. But then I don't remember exactly when. Probably once I started watching Teen Wolf is when I started blogging Teen Wolf, because, I mean – it was a captivating fandom, that's for sure.
It took up so much time.
It really did. And it was a beautiful fandom. And there was a huge fandom on Tumblr for Teen Wolf.
It was expansive.
And I think I started watching around season 2. And then I caught up real fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I was a steric shipper. And then about...
As is your right.
Probably like... Yeah. I mean... And then I hit a phase in my Teen Wolf fandom journey where I disavowed Styles and steric. I was in my I hate men phase. And you know what?
Your I hate Styles phase literally changed the fabric of our relationship, like... collectively to men, because you were like, I hate Styles and therefore I hate Dylan O'Brien. And I was like, fuck it, you know what, I hate Dylan O'Brien too.
You know, that is the one thing that has changed. I still hate men, but I love Dylan O'Brien. I love Dylan
O'Brien. And it took me so long to admit that I was like, why do I hate this man? Like, he's so gorgeous.
It was probably because of me.
I remember, like, over the pandemic, I wanted to watch a movie that he was in. And I was like, I don't want to watch this. And then I was like, what is my beef with this man? And I texted you and I was like, why do we hate Dylan O'Brien? You were like, I don't remember.
I know he's definitely done one or two problematic things in his life. Who hasn't?
I Googled it. He stole something from... He stole a cultural artifact, I think, when he worked on The Maze Runner and then wouldn't return it.
Oh, good.
Is the rumor
good?
But
he's so sexy.
It really was rooted in hating Styles because he was the popular man of the fandom. He was the Tumblr hot boy.
Yes, and I do like I before I hated Styles, I loved Styles.
Exactly,
that's an important thing to note. Styles was my favorite character at the beginning, and then I learned what feminism was, and I was like, I should hate him.
Yeah,
I should hate him.
I think also, there was an aspect of, I deign to call it, we were pick me girling a tad bit of maybe. Like, we didn't like liking the popular thing. You know, we had to be cooler than everybody else. So like liking the main, the hot main character was too easy. You had to like the lesser note, like we were obsessed with Isaac, who had like collectively maybe 100 lines.
Yeah. And also just a basic white boy.
Exactly.
Like, there just was a nothing different about white him boy. That was,
it was just a different white boy.
Yeah, really. I digress. Teen Wolf was probably my introduction to fandom, especially on Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first fandom I joined on Tumblr. Definitely not the last. I probably was blogging Teen Wolf primarily for about maybe a year. And then I started also blogging Harry Potter, The Hundred, which is a mid-show.
How did I forget? The Hundred was a huge part of Tumblr
life. It
was
a huge, yeah.
Oh my God. It really was. I blogged a lot about The Hundred. I totally forgot.
Yeah. The Hundred was huge. Also, The Raven Cycle. The Raven Cycle a little bit later. Orphan Black. I loved Orphan
That's
Black.
That's so true.
And that was actually like a good show. Not a young adult show like the rest of the ones I watched. I think that pretty much I'm definitely forgetting something.
You were definitely into the aesthetic side of Tumblr blogging this whole while.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I was blogging fandom stuff, I made sure that it was beautiful. Like, I only, I didn't blog a lot of gift sets. I did a lot of the graphics, fan art. And in a sense, I still do. I still blog fandom stuff. Now it's just The Last of Us, because that's the only fandom that is still really active on Tumblr, because it's, the show is currently being aired. But I'll only reblog things that I think deserve to be on my blog. Things that are pretty enough to be on my blog, meet my standards. And when you go on, when you like search my URL, I can look through it and be happy with how it looks and not feel like anything is out of place. Maybe that's my OCD talking.
No, I think it was just the like foreshadowing that you were going to be like a designer by profession.
Yeah.
That you had a taste for what the good.
I do have taste. You do. That is true.
And I think it all began with edits of Tyler Posey, one facing upward and one downward, slightly darker.
Yes, exactly. Honestly, like I have tried, when I was maybe 14, I did try to make my own edits using PicMonkey.com because I didn't have the balls to pirate Photoshop. So I did all that shit on free software, unpirated, and it showed. And I'm pretty sure they've been deleted now, which is for the best. But I definitely had, like, I had my fair share of Marvel content, even though now, like, I could give, I don't give a fuck about Marvel, really. Yeah,
neither do I.
Yeah.
I think I just liked Chris Evans.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Sexy.
Yeah, like, for real.
And, I mean, I also blogged Marina and Lana, It girls of the time. And I remember a turning point in my Tumblr journey was when I all of a sudden got like 1,500 followers out of nowhere. I don't know if you remember
this. I didn't know you ever had that many.
Well, now I have a little over 2,000, which I consider myself to be a little bit Tumblr famous, even though it's really not that much. But
I think I peaked at like 800, which was a good amount for the time.
Yeah. The thing is that it's a little bit different than TikTok followers now, where most people aren't active or don't see the content.
Yeah, so
on
much.
Tumblr, it was like who you followed, that was the content that you saw. And that was something that was actually nice about Tumblr and still is how the algorithm works. Mm-hmm. It just is nobody's on there, so it doesn't make a freaking difference if you see it or not. But I remember it was right when I changed my URL from Sexysteric to something else. I don't even remember what it was.
Oh my God,
It opened doors for me. It opened doors to followers.
Sexy once. I forgot.
And, you know, that was the reason why I disavowed Styles and Steric by extension, was because I changed my URL and I got all these followers. I'm like, I guess I was right. I guess men do suck.
You were for the girls.
My URL might have been like fem/trash or something like that. And I only reblogged fem/ships.
Well, I was going to say, did you ever have a Raven Octavia URL, or was that just one of your ships?
I don't know. It was definitely one of my ships. Malira was one. Malia and Kira from Teen Wolf. Allison and Lydia from Teen Wolf.
I would say Allison and Lydia was probably famously your largest.
That was my big one. That was my big one. And that was one of my URLs, was a Lydia just with an extra L. And that got me a lot of followers as well.
Yeah.
I knew how to get those really nice URLs. I had a whole bunch of side blogs just saving URLs.
Oh, saving URLs was the thing to do.
Yes. Yes. I mean, URLs were
currency.
Like, I remember when Tumblr, I know a lot of Tumblr blogs that would do like blog rates, and URLs was a whole category for those blog rates. And I always knew once I got that Alidia URL, I'm like, I could count on getting that award for the blog rates, for the blog awards, all the shit that they did. Yeah. I mean, I love Tumblr. What can I say?
Yeah. It was important to have a URL that was recognizable And also, I think you got extra props if it was as close to the real word that it was mimicking as possible.
Yeah. And I remember every time a new character would be introduced, people would jump to go get that URL.
Oh my God.
Especially with Teen Wolf. Yeah. It was a time. I had a tag called Carly for TS, which was Carly for Tumblr Savior. Tumblr Saver was, I think, the precursor to XKit.
No, which was it was part of XKit.
It might have been part of XKit.
I think we should do an episode on XKit.
XKit was beautiful.
XKit had us thinking that we were like coders at age 13 because we could download an extension.
Oh, yeah. It felt really high. It was like we were in control of our Tumblr experience.
It was also very inner circle-y.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
because like you would go to your network and you'd be like, guys, did you look at the new XKit extension? Like, did you use it? Does it work?
It was great. And I remember my Carly for TS tag. I definitely scrubbed a lot of that tag because a lot of it was embarrassing. But there's still quite a lot of my inner musings in the Carly for TS tag on my blog. And it's something else. That's for sure. I got more followers and I kind of had people coming into my ass box maybe more frequently than I was used to. I would start responding to people. I had a little bit of, what's the word?
Clout.
I don't know. I got a little clout. Yes, clout is the word. I got a little bold with how I would respond to people. I remember there was one time where I got into an argument with somebody about the Ant-Man movie.
What?
I didn't understand.
Wait, I don't remember this.
You remember it?
I don't.
Well, I just posted something like, I can't believe Marvel is making a movie about an ant before a woman.
Oh, that's so tea.
And people were getting on me like, oh, it's in the comics. It's, you know, part of Marvel, blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't care.
Who
I was
would?
Like, well, where's the Black Widow movie? And I'm like, looking back, I'm like, wow, I was a bitch. Like, I was a bitch to these random people on the internet. But that was my right.
Good.
You know? Yeah.
And I think
I didn't hurt anybody.
I think Tumblr did raise us to be bitches. And yeah. I think it's good.
You know, my mom wasn't going to do it. I might as well get it from somewhere.
Oh my God. It's Tumblr really, there was a moment on Tumblr when you were like, 13, where you would hear this word feminism for the first time, and everything you saw after that was the most conflicting, unclear, unsourced, untrustworthy information, and it shaped your whole worldview.
Yeah. Or it would just be like some random quote that was misquoted by any, you know, you name any woman in history, and people would quote some bullshit sentence that obviously did not come from that woman. But I ate that shit up.
I was just listening to on a recent episode of Binge-topia, I think it was, they were talking about the misattribution of that quote, well-behaved women rarely make history. It on Tumblr often got attributed to Marilyn Monroe, and that is hardly the case. And I, now a horrible, horrible feminist, am going to entirely forget who actually said it, despite the fact that I listened to an episode about it last week. But Tumblr feminism was important, and we are going to breach that topic on an episode of its own. Because Tumblr teaching you how to be a feminist while also teaching you how to hate your body, be depressed, and worship white men was so unique.
Yeah, it really. But now it's not even that unique because the same exact thing is happening on TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok is Tumblr, but worse, I feel.
Yeah. But feminism, I mean, Tumblr feminism specifically was a huge part of my blog and was a huge reason for me staying on Tumblr and maybe not going to other social media. Because on Instagram is its own beast, but there was no feminism on Instagram. Feminism on Twitter is just arguing.
Yeah.
And TikTok is really the only social media as of late that has kind of opened up the avenue for think pieces.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. But on Tumblr, it was whole essays. Well, that I would eat that shit up.
Yeah. And that was the format of it, was that it was all writing. And there was not a really great system for like interacting. So there weren't like comments. You just had to reblog it. No. And you were really like talking to yourself and your followers in the tags. And like you said, like when you posted something controversial, it just showed up in your ask box. It was very direct. Whereas on Twitter, it's out there for everyone to see. You can say whatever heinous thing you want. And it's just flooding someone's responses. But Tumblr didn't really work like that. So I think in some ways it kind of lessened the amount of vitriol that was like possible because it wasn't like public enough. But at the same time, lots of people say that they got like death threats in their ask box. And
yeah, I'm sure.
I empathize with those people. And that was the bad side, the really like the harsh side of Tumblr feminism, was the people who absolutely did not share your views. And it was all like all people claiming to be feminists who all had very conflicting views and were steadfast in them. There was no nuance. There was no room for discussion.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that like I do say that I've always been on Tumblr, and that is true, but I'm glad that I got my feminism education from other places as well.
I think because it inspired
getting it
us.
From just Tumblr is not inspired is a good word to use. It was the jumping off point. Mm-hmm. Without Tumblr, I would be a very different person today, and I think my experience with feminism in general would probably be very different as well.
Yeah, I think my whole personhood would be different if I had never been on Tumblr.
Yeah. Well, this podcast wouldn't exist, that's for sure.
And that's it, ladies and gents. That is the whole thesis here, is that Tumblr really was like shaping for us as teens. Yes. And I don't think that someone could have the same experience logging onto Tumblr today as like a 14-year-old. I think they have TikTok and like maybe Twitter, but Tumblr was like a really unique experience. And that's why we wanted to make this podcast, was because there's like a whole population of people, specifically girls and women out there, who were on this platform at this time and experienced like a really unique pocket of the internet. And I think a lot of us turned out to be very similar people, despite the fact that we all like got off the platform and went and lived our lives for a while, you know. Yeah. Now we're all ready to talk about Tumblr again.
And I think that, you know, with the whole Elon Musk Twitter situation, a lot of people have gone back to Tumblr, and now it's just a bunch of like women in their 20s and 30s, and it's definitely, it feels different than it did back in 2014. And, you know, those years, but there's something about it that's still the same.
Yeah.
You know, it still is this anonymous blogging platform. And there's not, it's really the only, I mean, not the only, but one of the last social media platforms that really embraces blogging. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved about Tumblr, was blogging. Yeah. I mean, I was a blogger.
Yeah. We like,
it was so fun.
Who at 15 did not want to talk about yourself and your niche interests for an audience that didn't actually know who you were?
It was beautiful.
It really was. I think that teenage girls need that kind of outlet. Everybody needs a creative outlet, don't get me wrong, but I think teenage girls are such a like unique population, and having that pseudo safe space that was anonymous but also like full of other people with similar passions it was great. It really was.
Yeah.
And I think other girls and women and people who were on Tumblr during those years are really awesome still, a lot of them, and have grown up to do really cool things because of the things that they did on Tumblr. And like I can speak for myself. I was a fanfic writer. Now I am a professional writer. And
yeah,
like you were a Tumblr editor. Now you're a professional designer. Mm-hmm. And I think those fandom skills, dare I call them, have like are now showing to be like genuine professional skills. And I think I would like people to know that teenage girls are inherently valuable people, but also really interesting and will grow up to have really cool stories.
I mean, I know for me, like I took so much joy in editing my blog's theme. And, you know, I changed themes so many different times. I made all different types of pages. I made, you know, a tags page and a different about pages. And I had so much fun with it. And then, you know, I went to college, started out as a different major than what I am now. And then I still remember that first interactive design class I took when everybody was learning HTML and CSS for the first time. And I was like, I got this shit. I know exactly what I'm doing. I have done this before. Like all that shit I did when I was 14, I was like, it was just coming back to me so easily. I'm like, these are skills that, you know, I would not have if I wasn't coding my blog at 14 years old and, you know, just taking so much pride in a blog that really probably nobody looked at except for me every day.
And me. I am your biggest fan.
It's so true. So true. And I know I am definitely not going to be doing HTML or CSS in my career, but it was the entry point into my design journey. And that's just, you know, there's something very beautiful about that.
It is beautiful. And
it's just so beautiful.
It's just so beautiful. That's all there is to say.
But yeah, for Tumblr now, I would say after Teen Wolf ended and kind of all my fandom started to fade away, I still was blogging the Raven Cycle. I was blogging different books. I still kind of dabbled in Harry Potter, and I would still post Teen Wolf content after the show was done. But then I kind of transitioned into more aesthetic, going back to the aesthetic, my aesthetic roots. A lot of poetry, which is mainly what I blog now, in addition to The Last of Us, because it does run my life. It's fine. I definitely do not have an obsession. But I don't go onto Tumblr as much as I did back when we would sit next to each other in one of our beds, just drafting and queuing and scrolling through our dashboard.
The good old days.
The good old days. No, they're gone. Unfortunately, they are gone. Tumblr is not the same, but I still love it. I still spend quite a bit of time on it. Now I just need to give myself like a week for the content to repopulate, mm-hmm. and then I can go back on and reblog my poems and my pictures of the sky.
Yeah, there is, I think, something nice about the lack of instant gratification on Tumblr.
Yeah,
it's that's not so true. As mind-numbing as TikTok. And dare I say it, you can be a little bit more conscious of your media consumption on Tumblr.
Yes.
Which we love. We love being conscious of our consumption.
To an extent.
Sure. Yeah. I think we covered everything we were aiming to cover in this episode.
Yeah.
I
think that we're still trying to figure out what exactly we want to talk about on this podcast. A healthy dose of fan culture, and, you know, a little bit of social politics.
Yeah, I think the rest of the pod will not always be 100% Tumblr centric, but as we've said, it was a really shaping force for us. So I think when we approach nuanced discussions, because they will be nuanced now,
yes,
a lot of our inspiration for learning topics that we know a lot about now did come from Tumblr. And like Carly said, we will have a healthy dose of fan culture. I am a pop culture fanatic, so I will be bringing that every week. But we are more than happy to hear from you all, our lovely listeners, what you want to hear us talk about. Send us your memories about Tumblr, you know, see if there's anything we forgot, because I'm sure there is. And I'll tell you where you can reach out to us. You can find us on social media. On Instagram, our at is xtumblrgirlspod. On TikTok, despite all the talk about it, we do have one. You can find us at xtumblrgirls. And as mentioned earlier, you can of course find us on Tumblr, but because of a really weird rule that Tumblr has where you can't use the word Tumblr in your URL, you can find us at xpodcastgirls.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you do it again next Thursday. Come join, be our bestie, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.